Tom.
And the
Tom, I haven't done that. Okay, good morning. Continuing our discussion about building a stone house in Chutz Loretz. So it's interesting that if I was to ask you just Stamazoi, we said that the Makor is a Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. If I was to ask you who lived earlier, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid or the Shloha Kodosh? Anybody got any ideas?
Who
lived earlier? The Rabbi Yehuda Chosid or the Shloha Kodosh? You'd think Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. I also thought Rabbi Yehuda Chosid because Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, I thought, was a Rishon, and it turns out he's not a Rishon. He was an Achron. The Shloha died in 1628, and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was born in 1660. So the Shloha lived before him. And here in the Sefer, he brings down a Shloha Kodosh, in which he seems to say that the Shloha even predated the Sefer HaChasidim, of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid in this. He says as follows. He says that the Shloha writes at the end of Masechta Sukkah. He says, Hoyel va'osi liyodi dovozeh, seeing as this subject came up, Hoydiya amash libi boya tomid, I want to tell you about something that bothers me terribly, says the Shloha. Shalibi boy tomid, I'm constantly angry. Kesheroi roisi bnei Yisrael, boinim batim, k'moy mitzari hasorim. I see Jewish people, bnei Yisrael, building palaces. Oisim dirois keva bo oilam azeh uvechutz laoretz. There are two inyonim here. One is that they're sort of building a sense of permanence here in Olam Hazeh, and not thinking too much that life is only temporary and that we move on to Olam Habo. And also, if I'm going to build a permanent house in Chutz La'aretz, then in a way, I'm a little bit being miyayish on the Geula. Yeah, if we said already when we were learning the halachas above that if it's a Beis Hakneses, then you say, okay, fine, that's going to move over to Eretz Yisrael, therefore that can be permanent. But a private house should not be a palace in Chutz La'aretz for two reasons. Number one, he says, Bo'olam Hazeh, you should be thinking about Olam Habo, life is temporary, and therefore you won't be able to take your palace with you. And secondly, Bo'chutz La'aretz, Dezeh Nira Kehesech Hadas Min Hagu'ulo. It looks like he's decided that we're here forever and that the Gula isn't happening. Al Kain, Bonai, Im Yitein Lochem Hashem Yisporach, Ashiras Godoy. He said, this is the Shloha writing. He died in 1628. He was born in 1558, and he lived in Prague. And he said there that, Im Yitein Lochem Hashem Yisporach, Ashiras Godoy, if the Rabbein Hashem is good to you and he gives you the wealth, Benu Batim Kefi Hechrich Velo Yoyse. You should build a decent house, a respectable house, but no palaces. V'loitivnu migdolim v'choymois begavo ugdulo. That's what he wrote. This is the Shloha Kodesh writing, even before the Sefer HaChasidim that we were learning about building houses out of stone in Chutz La'aretz. And B'lieda, we will come to, tomorrow we'll look at the Klioko, who also discusses this, also lived in Prague. And he was even before the Shloha Kodosh. He lived in the 1500s in Prague, and he had the same complaint about Balabatim building beautiful, massive palaces, houses. Is our speaker here, by the way?
Yeah.
That's you. Okay, fine. In that case, I will hand over, make a brief announcement. Yeah.
What's the thing?
Yeah, in the box. Can you find it? Okay, Torrey Way, Northwest London. Yud Tes Teves, the 8th of December. For Rav Tuvia Zulzbach Shlita, Kol HaMispalel Ba'ad Chaveroi.
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Boyn, for having me on. It's my first time on Star Day Torrey Way. It's a tremendous organization, a wonderful idea. I mean, it's been around for many years. Ashreichen. We start to say for Shemois, Parsha Shemois. If we look at Parsha Shemois, it strikes me every year how the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was a long golos. It was 210 years. But in terms of Parshias, every year it's pretty quick. Three Parshias and you're done. Shemois ve'ei raboyim already out of Mitzrayim. And it's kedai to just sort of zone in, to home in on one topic, which I believe is a very focal theme, a very important nekuda in the whole Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is the inyan of tefillah. If we look at the Pasha Shemois, this week's Pasha, if we sort of, as I say, zoom out, there seems to be, to my eyes, one pasuk or few psukim which are like a turning point of the whole story. Yidden in Mitzrayim, Zavoid Beforech, it's not going very well. And what seems to be the turning point is when the psukim talk about how the Yidden were mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avoida, Vayezaku, Vatal sha'avosom elo elokim min ha'avoida. Their tefillahs was oiler b'nei ha'mokrim. Vayishma rekim es na'akosom, the Bein Shalom hid their tefillahs, heard their tefillahs. Vayisko rekim es prisoy es Avraham es Yitzchok ve es Yaakov. Vayar rekim es b'nei Yisrael vayeda rekim. Klal Yisrael was mispalel, and then straight after that, the next people can talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, his beginnings, and from there it's sort of smooth sailing. He didn't come out. And made us kedai, I think, just to be mechazek in one inyan of tefillah. They say the story is, I saw the story brought down, I can't take a chariz for it. They say the story like this, that the Sfas Emes was nifta, not sure how old, any historians here, he was nifta at a certain age, and he was nifta from a very strange illness. Mashu yuchad, something new. A new illness, which the doctors at the time, they'd never seen such a thing. New illness, and he was taken nifta from it. Okay, that's what happened. And then as Levaya, so the Avnei Nezer was maspid him. The Avnei Nezer was maspid the Sfas Emes. And the Avnei Nezer explained, he suggested, why was it that the Sfas Emes was nifta from such a strange new illness? And he said like this, he said, Chazal say, which is what we'll talk about today, Mitzvah Hashem, Kolam Espalel v'ad Chaveroi, the actual Lashon Chazal is Kolam Levakish Rachimim al Chaveroi, Hu Nenet Chilo. Because I'll say that a person who davens, would explain exactly what this means, a person who davens for his friend, and he happens to need the same Yeshua, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo answers him first, he answers the Mispalel first. So Avnei Nezer said, the Sfas Emes, he was a Yid, he was a Gadol b'Yisrael, which all the Yidden of the Gadol came to the Sfas Emes for his brachas, for his tefillahs, for his Yeshuas. And the Sfas Emes, he didn't just give a bracha. He mamash took it on. He was mispadel for every yid. He was mispadel for the Yeshua of every tzara, every illness that people came to him with. He was mispadel for Reuven has Nebuch that illness, and Shimon has Nebuch that illness, and Yankel needs Parnassi. He was mispadel for everything. Memila Aveneza said, the Sfas Emes was kavyochel insured against all these tzaras, because he was mispadel for all these yidden. He was mispadel for every type of tzara and every illness out there. Memila, he was kavyochel insured, and Memila, when the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to take the Sfas Emes' neshama, it's time to be nifta, the Rebbeinu Shalom had to be mechadish, a new illness, something which the Sfas Emes Taka had not davened for. And duchlem, he was nifta. So let's be mind this sugya. We'll bring out something. The makor of this chazal, which we'll see soon as Gemara and Bava Kama, the makor is psukim in Parshas Vayera. So we know that Avraham Avinu was traveling with Sarah, and Avimelech captured Sarah. And straight away, Pesukim tell us that Avimelech was punished, him, his family, all his avodim was punished, and they were not able to have children. And he wasn't so happy, and he asked Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was mispalel for him. Veispalel Avraham el Elokim. Avraham was mispalel for Avimelech, that he should be healed. Vayirpa Elokim es Avimelech. Kodesh Baruch Hu healed Avimelech. There's Ishtoi, Vam Oysel V'Yalilo. The Rebbeinu Shlom healed Avimelech. The very next pasuk, Vashem Pochad Esoro, Kasher Omar. Vayas Hashem Esoro Kasher Dibet. The next pasuk tells us that the Rebbeinu Shlom, Kavyocha, remembered Sorrow, and Tzarka Sorrow was able to have a child. What's the smichas is? So Rashi Al-Torah brings this Gemara. The Gemara of Akama says that from here is the Mekoi. Read that Lashon of the Gemara. Omar Le-Rava, Le-Rabba Bar-Mori, Minoho Milsad Omri Abonon, Kolam Levakesh, Rachamim Al-Chaveiroi, Vutzorich Lo-Yisai Dov, a person who's mispalel for his friend, and he needs the same Yeshua as Hu Nenet Chilo, he's answered first. So one, first he learns it from Pasuk in Eoiv. Ve-Yispalel Avrom, Elekim, Ve-Yipa, Elekim, Es Avimelech, Ves Ishtoi, Uksiv, and the next Pasuk is Vashem Pochad Esoro. So Chazal learned from here, this is the Mekoi for this Chazal, which, Gvatim, if you think about it, is Gvadag Chiddush. Avraham Avinu, no doubt, was a mispalel. Sora was mispalo that they should be zoicha to children. And yet, it kinira that those tefillahs were on hold, they weren't answered straight away. But dafka this tefillah, when he was mispalo for Avimelech, is through that came the Yeshua. This dag of tefillah. And Amos says, we find the Medrash on this pasuk. The Medrash says, very interesting Medrash. Omer of Chama, mitzchilas ha-sefer v'ad kan, loy nem ha-beloshen hazeh. The Medrash says that until this point, there was no tefillah b'loshen hazeh. There was no such tefillah. There was no dag of tefillah. And when Avraham Avinu was mispalel, huta hakesh hazeh, this knot was untied. The Medrash mashma, this is like the first grace of tefillah in the Torah. So we know that all the Marishan was mispalel. Avraham Avinu, he was the first mispalo, he opened, he was huta hakesha zeh, he untied this knot. So Nathan Sani, what exactly is this dagger? I found a letter, I have a sefer at home here from Reb Shimshon Pinkus, letters of Reb Shimshon Pinkus, Mechtovin. Many of his sforim are very well known, Shroim B'Tfila, Shabbos Malksa. There's a sefer here of letters that he wrote to Yidden. Yidden wrote to him, Shailas, Eitzes. And someone asked Reb Shimshon Pinkus, what's the Hagdorah, what's the explanation to this Chazal? And his answer is a bit of a chiddush. Let's just point out, Reb Shimshon Pinkus, anyone who's learned his Sefer Shor Mitzvillah, he was the god of Mitzvillah. He understood Tefillah more than anyone. And he answered this Yid, ala she'elo, on the question that you asked, ma ha-geda ha-maduyuk shal kol mispalo chaveir hu ne'en etchilo, I don't think there is a specific hagdorah chutz mi pshat haposhut. It doesn't say what pshat haposhut is, and to me it's a chiddush that Reb Shimshon Pinkus didn't say more than that. So let's try and suggest perhaps a chiddush of a pshat. What needs understanding on this chazal is two things. Number one, I think it's a good question, is why b'chlal is the person nene? I'm mispalel for Reuven. Let's say Reuven, I don't know, needs a certain Yeshua, and I happen to need the same Yeshua. So I'm mispalel for Reuven. So I understand that my tefillah has a koyach. I understand my tefillah should, Be'ez Hashem, help Reuven. But I wasn't mispalel for myself, b'chlal. So mehecha tesa, that I should b'chlal be nene, that I should get that Yeshua. I davened for Reuven, I didn't daven for myself. And moreover, even if we understand that for some reason I am nene, I get the Yeshua as well. But why tchila? Let it be perhaps at the same time. Maybe I should be later. Maybe I should be first. But why is it that I'm first? Those are two questions. Why am I bechlal nene when I'm a spalo for yene? And secondly, why am I first?
How do we know that sorrow was nene tchila by Avimelech?
I can't tell you off the hand, but I think the Tosfos and the Marshal there deal with this exactly, where they figure out all the dates of the hero in the pregnancy and the later. But Ayin Shom, yeah. So really the first Marmokum is like this. I heard a pshat from Ramosha Feinstein, and then I found that, as I state in Zoya, Ramosha says that, imagine you have a pipe, an irrigation pipe, which is sending irrigation, fertilizer, whatever it may be, from a big tank to the vegetation. So the destination of the irrigation is the plants, the vegetation. But of course, the pipe is going to get wet. Right, the liquids, the fertilizer, whatever it may be, is going to get wet. So Ramosha said that's what's going on here. A person who's Nispalo Bat Chaveiro, he opens up, as it were, the pipe of Shefa, and he directs it to his friend. He's Nispalo for his friend, but he serves as the pipe. He is the, I think the fancy English word is the conduit. Yeah, he serves as the pipe to bring down the Shefa, and therefore it stands to reason that the Shefa which he was Nispalo should go to his friend should go to him first. As we state in Zoya, the Zoya says, Parshas Ekev, Mand Mavorich Lekutcha Brichu, a person which is Mavorich Hashem, it's Borich, he himself gets blessed, V'notal Chulka Me'inun Birchoin, he takes a chelik of this bracha, Bekat Misa Dechol Al Molatasel, before the rest of the world. Kiven the Shema the Kutcha Brichu Misporich Mitamon, since the name of Kutcha Brichu has been blessed through him, therefore Nochis V'shora Al Reshe Chulka Kadoma, the first chelik rests on him. I want to bring out, in line with the Zoya, I believe, a Yesod and Tefillah, a Grace Yesod and Tefillah, which, Be'ez Hashem, at the end, we'll come back to this Chazal to explain what's going on. When it comes to Tefillah, we can identify three levels of Tefillah. three basic levels. The most basic primary level, which we're all familiar with and hopefully have surpassed, is simply using tefillah as a means to attain our tzrachim. Right? Meaning, we understand that to obtain tzrachim, yes, there is an inyan of ishtadlus, but mitzad sheni, or perhaps even more so, there's an inyan of tefillah. And the first time that we find this is in the Torah. The Torah says that the vegetation was under the ground, but it didn't yet come up. The Pasuk says that this is because there was no Odom yet. There was no Odom.
To Davon.
And Rashi says, can't find it right now, but Rashi says that there was no Odom to be makir b'toivas geshonim, meaning Hagamas, the blessing, as it were, was there. The vegetation was there, was ready to come out. But given that there was no man yet to recognize and to be mispala, Rashi used the lashon of tefillah, to daven for this vegetation to come out, therefore the vegetation was held back. So at the most basic level, tefillah is a recognition that we can't obtain the things that we want just like that or just with hishtadlus. We must be mispala, that's the most basic need. At this level, the person who's mispala is not necessarily affected in terms of his ruchnius or his darga. The person who's mispalel, he comes to the Bein Shalom, he's yotze, he's mispalel, he's mevakesh, and he believes the Bein Shalom can and the mitzvah Shem will help him. But he himself is lav dafka changed. We can compare this perhaps to going to a bank for a loan. A person who goes to the bank for the loan, he understands, if I want the loan, I must go to the bank. And he'll go to the bank, and he'll meet with some nice gentleman, some nice worker, and hopefully he'll get the loan, and he'll go home. Has he changed? Has he been upgraded, so to speak? Has he got any relationship b'chlal with the person that gave him the loan? Not really. He understands that the guy in the bank is the guy which has the money which he wants to borrow. That's tefillah at most basic level. The next level up is a bigger story. The next level up is where tefillah not only serves as a means to obtain atzrochim, but tefillah itself affects us. Let's explain this. There's the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in the mitzvah of tefillah. So it's a very long piece, and he explains there, as he does on every mitzvah, what's the Mishoshe HaMitzvah? We can't know exactly the reasons for the mitzvahs, but we can suggest time and we can suggest a shoyush for the mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the shoyush of mitzvah tefillah is like this. Ki ha-toivis v'ha-brochis, the toivis and brochis of this world, Yochulu al b'nei Odom, they will come to a person, kefi pu'ulosom, v'toiv levavom, according to their toiv leiv, v'choyshe machshavoysom, and the kashrut of their machshavoys, v'adoin ha'koil, and the rebbein shaloyim shtaborom, which created them, chofetz v'toivosom. He wants that toiva. V'hidrichom, v'hitzlichom, and he showed them a way through mitzvahs, u'posach lohen pesach, and he showed them a pesach, tefillah. Basher, through which Yasigu Kol Mishalei Sehem L'Toiv. Pasha, the Rishim shows us a Pesach. You want the brachos which I have Nuchun for you? Tefillah. Behu sheyevakshu mimenu baruchu. Says the Chinuch, continues. Could have stopped there. Continues. Umvad hasogas chefze libenu. Besides for this that I've just said, the attainment of that which our heart desires, yesh lonu, in addition, there is also zuchus badovar. Bisoyre ruchenu, our ruach is nisoyre, is uplifted. Vekovenu kol machshavoisenu, and we affix our thoughts. Ki hu ha'odoin hatoiv, v'hametiv lonu, v'chi enof pekuchos, his eyes are open, al kol deruchenu, v'chol eis, v'chol rega, yishmatas gosenu, and the boishon mehizas, leyonim v'lo yishon, v'haminenu, and we believe in machusoi, v'yicholtoi, his ability and kingship, mibli shum tzad pik, but without any question. And that there is no menea before him. The Chinuch speaks out that after the basic level of tefillah, of attaining of Pesach, of Yasigu Kol Mishalos L'Toiv, attaining our Mishalos Libenu, there's another thing that we get. There's a Zuchus Badova, he calls it. Sof Chaim Freelander, he explains this Sefer Chinuch, and he reads it differently. He reads it as Zakus Badova. Zakus Miloshen, pure. There's a purification that happens to the person when he's mispalel. What's the purification? That he's kaveh in his head. He comes to a realization and a relationship with the Rebbein Shalom, that the Rebbein Shalom is he who will provide and can provide and does provide. And that is after the level of simply attaining our tzrochim. I thought maybe a moshul. Just the other day, I met someone in his office, and a yid in London, and this yid has OBE, MBE, how they changed. He has an OBE from wasn't actually from the Queen, it was the Queen's daughter, and he had there in his office a huge picture, huge, this big. I don't blame him, I would also put one up, yeah? Huge picture of him meeting the... Now, the OBE which he got is a medal, it's a recognition, it's a title after his name, that's very nice. But what he's got hanging on his wall is, I'm someone that met a member of the royal family. Probably the relationship didn't probably last more than 5 seconds, but I have that relationship. I met the royal family. I'm a different person. I met the royal family. I've got this up. No one else can have this up. This is the second level of tefillah, and in this second level, we can also turn to a very well-known Ramban. The Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, which I think Chaskel Lemstein said that every yeshiva bacher, I'm starting every yid, should learn this Ramban. And the Ramban there says, he's talking about Muna. He says, the kavonas, the intention of roimimus hakoil betzfilois, the intention of our davening, the kavonos botek nisiois, uzuchus tefillas harabim, what's the point, what's the kavona of tefillah, tefillah betzibo? So I would have said, to attain, to be mispalel, to attain our tzrochim. Says the Ramban, no. Zeu sheyiyeh lebnei odom, there should be a place, mokoim, yiskabtu, where they should gather together, v'yoidu lokeu, sheborom, v'yitzmiom, and they should come together and say, "Brioisecha anachnu." It's a place, says the Ramban. Tefillah is a place and time to say, "Brioisecha anachnu." This is the second level of tefillah. We're coming not just to attain atzrochim; we're coming to build that relationship of "Brioisecha anachnu." There's a beautiful Malbim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Kitoiv chastecha michayim, sfosai shabchuncha." So, poshut explanation. The translation is, more valuable than your chesed, which you give to me, is the chayim which you've given me. On that, my lips will praise you. The Malbim explains it a bit differently. He says, "Ki toiv chastecha mechayim, a bigger chesed than the chayim that you give me, the day-to-day life and all the brachas that we're zeicha to, is more than the chayim, is the very fact that sfosai shabchuncha, is the very fact that I have the ability and the zuchus to be meshabeach you, to have a kesher with you, the Rebbein Shtoylam. That's the higher level of tefillah. They say Yid once came to Simcha Bunim Pshischa, and he complained to him, he asked him, he said, "Rebbe, how is it that there's so many Yidden that are Ivri Aviro, then the Chal Shabbos, the Mamash not doing very much, and yet we find that the Mamash, they get benched, they have the Alabrochas in the Welt. Yeah, gets a rush up the Tovloi." He was asking Dafka about Parnassa. Simcha said to him, the Rebbe said to him, he said, "Shteit in Torah that the Nochosh, when he was over in the Avera, the Nochosh was cursed. What was his curse? He was cursed that he should have the bread for the rest of his life should be the offer, should be the dust of the earth." Simcha said, "Well, it's not such a klola, it's gewaldig. It's gewaldig. You have everywhere he goes, he's got the food. What more of a bracha could that be? He doesn't need to work, he can sit at home." Simcha explained that Pid Varenu, he says, yes, he has all the food, he'll have all the brachas there, all the gashimis is all ready for him, but he lacks the main thing. He does never need to turn to the Rebbein Shtoylam, he never needs any tzrochim, everything sorted. So at a simple level, you can say he's got an amazing life, but strictly speaking, he's got the worst life, because he doesn't have the sfosai shamfuchel, he doesn't have the toiv chastel chomichayim, he doesn't have this kesher of with the Rebbein Shtoylam. At this level also, we understand the Moedaki Yisoid when it comes to Bechal, to life, and to Tzoros Lo Eleinu. Chazal say, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Gemar Nivonos, Mipnei Ma Hoyu Avoseinu Akurim. Why were the Avos and the Mois Akurim, they were barren, they didn't have children? Mipnei Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Misave Lesfiloson Shel Tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu desired the Tzfilos of Tzadikim. Shtei Dor, many Sforim elaborate on this idea that it wasn't pshat that the Akoros, the fact that the Ovois Nemois didn't have children was a situation, and then the Tefillah changed that situation. But rather, the Tzorah was given as a means and an encouragement, so to speak, for the Tefillah. Simply put, when a person, Lodeinu, has a Tzorah, it's not pshat that the Tzorah is given, and then the Tefillah, Mespalel, and the Tzorah goes away. The Tzorah was given to demand the Tefillah, according to what we're saying, to demand the Kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why would the Ovois Akurim is because they wanted, the Rebbe Shlomo Kavyocha wanted the tefillah of the tzaddikim. He wanted that kesher. That's, we've identified the second level. The third and highest level, which is a greater darga, but we'll say it, it's out there and it's something to be aware of, is a yesod which is brought down by the Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. And it goes like this. He says, a person, a soldier in the army, he goes out to war, a good soldier in the olden days, he is not interested in himself. He completely puts himself aside. We have Loshen, Ish mi anshei achayil, mashlich kol in yonoi v'tzorchli atzmi mineget. His desires, what he needs his food and whatever, it's not relevant. But moise napshoi, he's moise nefesh, rak al kavoid hamelech. He just wants to win the battle. He wants kavoid hamelech. She is skadil hakesem lucha shel oisim medina. He wants the kesem lucha of his medina to be uplifted. Says the Chaim Volozhin, kein royu mo'oid. It's befitting lo'odom hayosha losum kol kavanosse betfila betoyem machshavtei rak lo'hoisif teis koyach bo'ilomus akadoshim. According to my understanding, this means that a person should be mispala the highest level, that it's not just the lowest level of attaining tzrachim. It's also not the second level we identified of building a kesher to the Bein Shalom and through that attaining my tzrachim. But rather, it's kol kulu about kvoid shemayim. A person understands that the Bein Shalom is imoy benoichi betzorah, that every tzorah, every chisoron in this world is a manifestation of some degree of chilul Hashem. The Rebbein Shalom wants to be mative, and there's a chilul Hashem in the lack of hatova. A person is mispalot, the Bein Shalom, Bein Shalom, kaviyochol, it hurts you, with a capital Y. It hurts you. And that chisoron is what I'm mispalot for. This is a greater dagger. It's something which we see on Rosh Hashanah. The tefillos on Rosh Hashanah, you open up the machzor, is nothing about own srochim. On Rosh Hashanah, Anshes Nes Gadolah, interestingly, Dafka Rosh Hashanah said that on Rosh Hashanah, every yid can and should be mispalal in this highest darga. When mispalal, it's all about kavod shemayim. When tein kavod, it's all about kavod shemayim. Through the kavod shemayim, of course, we are mispalal to get our tzrochim. But the highest level is to daven for kavod shemayim. I think with these three yesodos, with these three levels, and particularly the first two, it's very posher what's going on in mispalal bat chaveroi. A person who is mispalal for himself, hopefully, and it could be, and it should be, he'll be mispalal on the higher levels. Level 2, perhaps even level 3. But a person who's mispalal for himself, let's be honest, there's an element of negias. He needs that Yeshua. He very much wants that Yeshua. Very likely that his mind is overtaken by the tzoyach for that Yeshua, which he has a vested interest in. A person who davens for his friend who needs a Yeshua, despite the fact that he himself needs that Yeshua, in that, he's saying, this is not about me. This is not, I'm not just using tefillah to obtain my tzrochim. Because if I was using tefillah to obtain my tzrochim, I would daven for myself. Why am I davening for Yena? The pshat is that I'm being makit to the Bein Shalom, Bein Shalom, this Yeshua which I need and my friend needs, you are the Bala Yeshuas. And you know what? I'm davening for my friend. I'm davening for Yena. I'm surpassing the first level. This is not about my tzrochim. I'm jumping to at least level 2. I'm jumping to understand that the Bein Shalom tefillah is there to build a kesher to you, and I'm using this opportunity of tefillah to be mispalot to you for my friend's tzoyrach. I'm not going to get anything out of it. The teretz is, I will get something out of it. You know what? I'm going to be like the guy who had the MBE. I now have a kesher to the Rebbein Shalom. Says the Rebbein Shalom, every tzorah is given to a person in order that he should be mispalot. You, Mayid, have come to that dagger. You have gone straight to the point. You've gone and been mispalel, and you understand that the Bein Shalom is the Balei Cholos in this Inyan that you were mispalel for. Therefore, says the Bein Shalom, there's no longer a tzoyah for you to have the tefillah yourself, the tzorah yourself. You can be zoicha to the Yeshua. It stands to reason, in as much as that's the reason why he's nene, it's also a higher level of tefillah. As we explained, he's not just using tefillah to obtain a tzrochim, he's using his tefillah lishma, to build a kesher to the Bein Shalom. It stands to reason that that's also why it's ne'er netchila. A higher level of tefillah is ne'er netchila.
Shouldn't you say every time you daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu or something, if it's good for me? Because you don't know what is good for you and what's not for you. Only in Shemayim they know what's good for you. This person is ill, this person is sick. But only if it's good for a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Yeah, he's asking us all to repeat the question for the... Yeah.
If you damn the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you recognize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who gives it to you. He's the only one who can give it to you.
And therefore... No, you're right, but it's not muchach on the lower level when you daven for yourself. It's not muchach that...
You're an idiot and you're the only one who can help me.
You're right, and hopefully that is the case, and in which case you'll be zeicher to the Yeshua. But it doesn't have the same level of
hechra. To believe in it is also a big idiot.
For sure. And in the first level, like I said, you understand that you know, you're going kavyochel to the bank because the bank has the money. You're turning to the bo'in shalom because you believe the bo'in shalom has the tzorich, and that's true. But there is still an element of negiah, so to speak, that you're using this connection to obtain your own tzorich. Whereas when you daven for your friend, you're using this connection not for your own tzorich, you're using it just for the connection. V'haraya, that you don't have anything from it yourself. I'll read you out just, I'll come to your question in a second. In answer to your question, I think the Nefesh HaChaim uses his yesoid to answer your question. I don't have the same Nefesh HaChaim here, but I think he actually addresses this. How can it be that a person davens for something? Surely if the Bo'in Shalom gave Leilenu a machla, then that's right for the person. To which I think he says that if we understand that any heder, any lack in the world is a manifestation of Chilul Hashem, so when Mispal the Bo'in Shalom, there is a Chilul Hashem, and I believe that shouldn't be the case. This is not about me.
No, but you don't know the consequences of what's going to be down the line.
Yeah.
Shemayim is decided that things are going to be different from
now
onwards.
We
don't know that.
Yeah, so I suppose every tefillah does have an element of...
I think you should say every time it happens,
if it's only if it's good for Shemayim. Yeah. Why can't you leave that up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You put in your tefillah and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide what's good for you.
It's clear. I once asked my mashgiach this in Gateshead, Rav Geshen Miller. He said to me, it's clear, the Bo'in Shalom shteldevek the world in such a way that we are human and we do have negias, and that's the way it should be. We have a belief that it should be a certain way, and it's clear that the Bo'in Shalom wants us to bring that belief and that opinion, so to speak, to tefillah. It can't be any other way. It coming to what you said, the lashon of the mabit. Just finished with this. The mabit explains this gemara. Explains kol mispal bat chaveri kol mevakei shachna chaveri nena tefillah, and he says like this: mispal al alatzmo inire, a person who davens for himself. It seems shachna osse bekavanosse betzvillah, his hachna and tzvillah is lotzi eles hamusugloi, is in order to obtain that which he's davening for. Ve'eino, he says, ve'eino tzvillah lishma, he calls it. It could be. Yeah, it could be. You're right. Of course it could be. But he carries on. Omnom, but when a person davens for others, kavanosse betzvillah, loy lahasogas to eles hamusug. It's not to obtain what he's davening. Ki im rather shemoitia amake ki ein misha yuchal hapik ritzoyin ish for ish ki im hu yisbarach. Which is namish our saying. It is namish mizaycha to take this on to be mchazik in this inner tefillah mevakshach and tveyo. The bench will be mkabal roa tefillahs l'toyva.
Shkaya, shkaya, shkaya.